We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, and we're Siman Shin Lamed Vav, halachas of walking on the grass and on a tree, in the middle of Sif Yud Beis, on the bottom of Kuf Pei Beis, Amid Aleph, the last words, the words of Rama Haga. Mutta Ligabi Ilan, says Rama, you're allowed to touch a tree as a good thing on the Beis, as long as you don't shake it. That's the Beis Yesu, the name of the Archis Chaim. Bar Amma Kafila Mei Amma, this is on page 364. A pit that's deep, even 100 amas, mutalir balalis, allowed to go down and up in it. Metabas v'yir, metabas v'yil, allowed to like grab a hold and go down, grab a hold and go up. But lechashim neshem yakim karkavir does relasi, says the Torah, you're not concerned that you're going to uproot some of the ground when you're going down and when you're going up. Yeah. Okay. Simon Shin Lamed Zayin. The Mishabura brings a Akdim l'simen zeh. Mishabur says, I'm going to preface to this simen, hakatama kitzar, a short introduction. He, and that's like this. B'chayrish by plowing, u'ech malamet tesav is malachas. It's one of the 39 primary category of forbidden work on Shabbos. B'kimet shekeban zachorish l'rapi ara, since the intent of the one who's plowing is to soften the ground, does tevel izri, then it's good for plowing, for planting. B'gam kebanos l'hashra zegumas le'a poise. Also, his intent is to smooth out the pit and to make it nice, so that the area should be flat. If someone digs in the field, or he makes some type of grooves, or there was a small mound and he lowered it, or there was a low place, and he evened it out. Or anyone who evens out some pits in a place where it's fit to plant, he's liable for plowing. Now, if it was in the house, like you have earthenware floors, you're liable for building. Where you're remedying the structure through this. Also, anything that a person does to make the ground good, which is a derivative of plowing, is liable even for a minute amount. That's the Rambam in Perkal. So that's Shem Lama Zayin, which is Din Kibir Abayis, the halachas of sweeping a house, and something that's unintentional, by Dal Tzivim in the four paragraphs. It says Mechavis Efal, Dovish in Meskavin, something that's unintended, Mutah is permitted, but Behush Leib Sikresh is the famous halacha that comes up in many different areas. We pass Kim like Shimon, that Dovish in Meskavin is permitted, but Behush Leib Sikresh, as long as it's not inevitable, which psychiatry means to say that you cut off the head of the chicken and you think it's not going to die, even though it's not your intention, of course it's going to. That's forbidden if you do a malacha, even though you're not intending, but you know for sure it's going to happen. Therefore, gur or the mita kisa v'safsal. A person's allowed to drag a bed, a chair, a bench, make a tannin, whether they're big or small, on the ground, as long as he's not intending to make a ditch as he's dragging it. So you're pulling a chair on the earth or floor, that's okay. But as long as you know, as long as you're not intending to do it, and it's not inevitable. Mutal l'rabbe tzabai, it's not inevitable. And that's what I'm saying, it's not inevitable, that's what I'm saying. Mutal l'rabbe tzabai, you see, let us settle the dust of the house by putting down water so that there's no dust in the air. Since you're not intending to even out the pits, elishalei ala avik, just that the dust shouldn't come up into the air. So that's what Mishnah explains. Sipkot ala. Tavashim is kavan, something that's unintended is permitted. This is the wording of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "B'Shabbos, things that are permitted to do on Shabbos, u'b'Shasas yes. Now, when you're doing them, ef shesh yes, b'glom malach acheres. Maybe through that it'll cause some other malacha, but the ef shesh loyta as is possible will not happen. Im loy nizkam loy malacha. If you're not intending for that malacha, mutz permit v'chein kavan z'machaber. That's exactly what the machaber means. Sivkan beis. But as long as it shouldn't be sikreish or pidish, shebevadli to us malacha acheres. If for sure that other malacha is happening, you open up the fridge and the light's going to go on." Even though I'm not intending, and it's something that's secondary, but if it's definite, then that's forbidden. So that's what the Mechaber said, Hilka, therefore, what's the therefore? Pidush. Keeping the Dabashay Miskabamot, since something unintended is permitted, Hilka, Gur, when you're dragging, the Abba of the Bikudurasi Matsu, even though you're right when you're dragging, it is common, Sheya Asu Chalitza Makarka, that it can make ditches in the ground. The Ikab is Mishim Chashash Klaver, they would be concerned about digging due to Lot the Chash, which is derivative of Chash of plowing, which the Sharatzin, Ais Aleph says, but it's not full-fledged chayfer because you're not digging in the regular way with a hoe and a shovel. It's considered in a backhanded way, specifically when you're dragging the house and not in the field where it's really ruining it through the ditches, and it would be only rabbinically forbidden. That's the Gemara and Rashi, that's my Mamma base. However, you should know, says the Sharatzin, that this that we hold, that Dubash Eidin's got Mutu, it's unintended permitted, is even in a place where when you are intending, this is a Daraisa, it's still, if you if it's Ein Miskaben, it's going to be Mutu. That's what the place can write, as like the Maskanas of Gemara with you. So, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Afiloch, even so, lopsik ratio is not inevitable. Afil bakarka shin mutu tefes, even by a ground that's not tiled. It's possible when you're dragging a bench, they will not make a ditch into the ground. You're right, if it would be definite, then it would be forbidden. But that's what Machab is telling you. That's not Sivkot Dal, whether they're big, whether they're small. Dimitrochle, some Al-Kasevim, meaning when they're big benches or chairs or beds, it's an effort to drag, to carry it on your shoulder. But you tell me whether they're small, Diyochle, Kochem Al-Kasevim, where you can take it on your shoulder. Even so, what we're saying is, Mutalil Gramal Arati, you're allowed to drag it on the ground. So that's what you were saying is what the Magid Avraham is saying. That when it's very big, also ligral arts. No, then you're not allowed to drag it on the ground. The psik ratio, that's inevitable. Revadi asaf arts. For sure, it's going to make a ditch. So even if it's tiled with a ground of marble, also ligral, you're not allowed to drag even there on the regular floor. Because make a gizera, rabbinic decree, merutzav, otto en merutzav. If we can let you do it by tiled, you might do it where it's not tiled, which is a big sharatin over here in his base. He says, and it's logical, he says, that if in the whole town, this is a very common application, if in the whole town people generally have their floors tiled with stone or with beams, then he says you could be lenient regarding this. And even if we're going to be stringent later on regarding sweeping, here it's more lenient, because even if it's not tiled, there is no concern over here of a biblical problem for many reasons. So first of all, like this. The ditch that you're going to make is only, like we said, chayfer, digging, klachya. It's a backhand way. It's not direct. It's not taking a shovel. You're dragging a bench. It's not the normal way. Moreover, it's really mekalkal. It's ruining through the pits that you're making in the house. And it's not masaka. It's not making it better. Making holes in the ground in your house is not a good thing. And on them all, you're not intending to do this. Which is, and it's only a psik ratio. Even if you say it's inevitable, but it's what's called psik ratio loy nichale. It's inevitable, but you don't want it. You don't want holes in your ground. And also over here, according to everyone, it's going to be only a isra d'rabanan. And it's brought previously in Simeon Shem Tezayin Siv Gimel in the Ramah, that the pin the Ramah there is, that's obvious that he holds it in general. If it's two d'rabanans, it's permitted by psik ratio loy nichale. When there's something inevitable, but you don't prefer. Now, even over here, we're stringent regarding this when they're very large, that they are inevitable. The way the Beisaisa brings the name of the place, but at least when the whole town, the floors are tiled, you can combine to this the opinion of the taste of Chofetesim and Beis that we're not geyser regarding this case when it's not tiled. And also Rashi holds like this, as it's obvious within the Gemara Daf Tzadik Hei, and the way the Gemara hints to this point. So, Akapanim. There is what to be make of. Sivkot and hey, says Mishnah Berurah, Chaber said that it's permitted to be larabits. What's larabits? Lahas is mayim ala karka bayis. They would sprinkle water on the floor of the house because they had dust floors. Even the Mishnah Berurah himself had dust floors. Kadesh lo yalo avik, so that the dust doesn't rise in the ear. You don't want to be either breathing that in. Because Davka of the Rabbats, even though by when you do this sprinkling of the water, many times it's the pits get filled up with earth and with dust, so it's like it's like smoothing it out, which is a problem, like we're saying. Even so, mutter is permitted to come in the cabin since you're not intending it. But gum loves sick ratio, it's also not inevitable. But fill the karkash and mutter is mutter, never even in the ground, which is not tiled, it would be permitted, says the Gemara. So even if you're camping out somewhere and that's your floor, that would not be a problem. The Bi'alacha, the Masach Mutzaliga Ba'ilan, the Ramah had said that you're allowed to touch a tree as long as you don't make it move. So the Bi'alacha says, I already explained previously in Sevalf and the Mishnah Berurah, that just like you're not allowed to go up on a tree on Shabbos, same thing is, you're not allowed to lean and rest on the tree, as brought explicitly in the Gemara in place, says you should know, because in the second paragraph, Hagigat of Tezayin is brought, that there's no Isser only when you're leaning with all your weight with all your force, look over there very well. And even though over there regarding an animal is taught that this, and same thing as regarding a tree, where they all have the same reason as it's something over there in Rashi, look over there. And that's the brother in the Shalom, and it concludes over there that if not, that you think it's forbidden to touch an animal. And that's something that's brought in the Yerushalmi, that those who learn Nishan and Bibahima, you can lean on the animal, some say you cannot. So the one who says that you can lean on an animal is Tomat Bari, healthy. The one who says not is Tomat weak. Now, the Oz Ruah brings these words of Yerushalmi. Look up at they very well. And that's it. Brings all the words of Yerushalmi, the Meiri, the Rekeach. But there goes the opposite. That if you're weak, then you can lean, and you cannot lean by a bari. Look over there very well. It says even though they flipped the girsa, the text, even so, by the primary svar, they all agree that we are leaning with all your force is forbidden. If not it's permitted, whether Yerushalmi comes out of it in another wording that the one who says nishana you can lean is where you're leaning a little bit. The one who says you cannot lean is where you're putting all your force on that tree. And it's all the same idea, just way like the Meir brings these two lashanas without any machlekes. But he says what you have to look into more is on the Rambam and other lashanas that they don't bring this. Maybe it's possible because it wasn't said over there explicitly. Gemara Chagig, it's only a diag, so they didn't quote in the normal way. However, at least it's difficult. They don't quote the words of Yerushalmi that's explicit. The truth is, you could say that the words of Yerushalmi go in Lashutasam regarding this that you say they can't ride an animal over there, which is not the case according to the reason of the Babli. It's not muchach at all this halacha, but from the Gemara Chagiga, it is muchach. They also say the Babli like this. I said Sarachin. Says you should know that because the Achrenim bring this halacha, and he said according to Mishnah Berurah, says the way the Machzor Shakar people got him explain it. Chayodim and also one other of the Achrenim of our times explained it in a different way. That is that there's a difference between if the tree is healthy or weak. And the reason why when the tree is weak, it's forbidden, is because then it's going to shake. And he says that they missed out on this Yerushalmi. It's obvious it's going at the person, not the tree. But the truth is that to lean on the tree is forbidden, even if he's not making a shake, because it's a total utility. We don't find the Gemara that's permitted to utilize a tree in the place where you're not shaking it. Especially in the Gemara, it sounds like that when you're shaking, it's forbidden, even without utility, because that itself is the utility. And this that the Chayadim writes that if the tree is thick, it's permitted. Obviously, he's talking about that you're not leaning on it, but just a little bit, because if not, then it would be forbidden in all situations. Some of the deer shoes. Oh, interesting. The dish number 53. The person sitting on a tree, Shlomazaman holds, it's not similar to this from yesterday. Not similar to a basket that's on the tree, which that's considered like tzide ha'ila, like the sides of the tree, and you can't take anything from it. A person is different than different. You're allowed to take something from the hand of the one who's sitting on the tree, or to put something in his hand. Dish number one, even though plowing through an animal with a plow, that the peg is very heavy, and you don't have to hold on to it at the time of plowing, and the purpose is just to lead the animal, so that it goes along the furrows of the field. Because this writes that you still have a fukhairish, because since that's the way of plowing from an animal, the animal is not considered but a vessel in the hand of a person, and all the actions of the animal apply to the person. And even two people that are plowing together in the way that one of them stands on the yeset, the peg of the plow, so that the it remains in the earth during when it's plowing, and another one is leading the animal, or he's leading himself to plow without an animal. Chaznish writes that whoever leads the animal is the one that's chai because of chayrish, or the one who's leading the plow, and specifically when the norm is to plow in such a way, but if it's not the way to plow, and this girl holds that he's not chai because of chayrish, it's not considered a malacha that two people are doing that both are exempt. So too, if someone plows through an electric machine, that is, that he's just focusing it according to the furrows of the field, Chaznish writes he's chai for chayrish, because since positioning the machine on the field and focusing towards the plow, that's the norm of the Malacha Charisha, and machine is not considered but just a tool in the hand of a person.
Now, it's specifically Malachas that it's not the norm to do them only through an animal, something like that, but Malachas that the norm is to do that a person does it with his own force, Chaznish writes, you're not chayim on them when you do them through an animal, something like that, like it's burden Shulchan Aruch and Sima Shulchan Aruch of Dad regarding the Malach of Tailish, that's permitted for a person to have his animal stand on grass that's attached with the intention of tearing them out and eating them. Chaznish adds on that even though regarding the obligation of damages, it's considered as if the person who is Adam Amazig is he himself damaged, like according to the Rashba. However, regarding Shabbos, Allah is not like that. It's only by Nizakin regarding damages that the Mais and Nezik is hidden from the Makadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't make a difference how it's done, which is not the case. But Malach of Shabbos, that the tech of the Adam by Malacha is hidden from the Bakadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's not considered as the Malacha of the person. Now, the an electric plowing machine, that after the person activates it, it plows without a person touching it. The Chaznish writes that it seems that the one who activates the machine is chayav for chayrish, because the activation of the plowing of the machine is associated to the one who activated. Now, if the person is not activating the machine. It's just removing an obstacle. And then the machine activates on its own. Chazon Ish writes that the plowing is associated with through the machine by the Koich Rishon, and for sure it associates with the person, and Yischai for Chayrish, and he adds on that you can be inclined that even if the plowing is done through the machine in the Koich Sheni, it still be Yischai for Chayrish. There's number two. Even Chayrish plowing that's done in a planted field that's not helpful for planting, it's just for sprouting the grain, Chazon Ish writes that you still chayv for chayrish and not because of neitea or planting, because since the malacha of plowing and he's making the ground better, even though the benefit is what comes out of it was the sprouting of the grain, however, it doesn't make a difference for the shame of the malacha. Look over there that he writes that it's not similar to a nichush, to pruning and watering, that there's also making the ground better, and it also makes the force of the sprouting better in the ground. And for that, we have machlikas rabbi and rabbi might cut enough bays if you also have a problem about neitea. There's number three. If someone plows in the atzis nakav, in the perforated a pot, and this girl's holes, it's chayv for chayrish, and even if there's no seeds, because the earth that's there, it's considered attached to the ground. Now, to stick something in the ground in Tuf Tzadiches Mesubreitz, it's forbidden because of making a pit, making a hole, but something that's stuck in the ground, and by taking it out, makes a pit in the ground, there he writes that you're allowed to take it out on Shabbos. There's number four. The words of Mishnah Berurah that whoever evens out pits in the place that's fit for planting, sounds like that it's enough with what it's fit for planting, even though it's not really designated for planting. And that's how the Igli Tal writes. And he adds on that any place that is not designated for dwelling or for people to walk is considered royal Israel, fit for planting. On the other hand, Shubha Shabalibi writes that a field that's not designated for planting, you're not chayiv on smoothing out the pits because of chayrish. However, regarding watering a field, sounds like a Sharatzi in Shin Lam Dvav, that you're not chayv on it because of chayvish, only when it's a field that's designated for plowing. And the reason for the difference, look in Seva Chodshani. Now, regarding the slope of a mountain that's not fit for planting and they make like steps and they fill it up with earth and through that it's fit for planting, the Tribush of Libra writes that whoever does this chayv for chayvish, because since he's making the field fit for planting and he adds on it, maybe even chayv for baina. Addition number six, if someone clears out a garbage dump from his courtyard or from the street. So in Reish Mem Dal, Mishnah Berurah says, since he's fixing with this the chatzar or the street, it's forbidden to do this. Chayodim writes, it's awesome that because of Baina. However, regarding a person that brings into his house earth from before Shabbos and he designates a corner, Shachnach writes in Shinchas that this earth is not Muktzah. You're allowed to do whatever you need with it. Mishnah Berurah said over there that when he takes from the earth, he should be careful to take it evenly, so that it doesn't make a pit. And it sounds like that, even though he evens out with this the ground of the house and he fixes it, there's no problem about baina. The reason for the difference is that Kalkala Shabbos writes, since the earth is not bottled to the karka of the bais because he brought it in to use for his purposes, so taking from it is not considered as tikkun of the karka, which is not the case by the garbage dump, which is talking about by the filth and mud that's connected to the courtyard and to the street, and it's not the norm to clear it out, and therefore it's considered when you take it as if you're fixing the chatzar and the rechay. Tishu number 7. Someone detaches grass, dried grass, even a minute amount. Rabbi Halacha writes in Shin Lamed Vav, he's chayv for chayrish, for plowing, because he's making the ground better with this. So if someone waters a field that's designated for plowing, he writes in Shin Lamed Vav, but he's chayv for chayrish, even though it's not planted, because the water softens the ground. Now, to urinate in the field, Chazon Ish writes that since it's a malacha klachiyat, it's doing it in a backhanded way, and it's also not intended to making the ground better, they permit it to do this because of the covered abri's dignity to man, and there's no problem about chayrish. Regarding losh, that we discussed in Shin Chauf Alf Sivko Nun Zayin, someone removes stones from a field, the Rach, Masechta Shabbos, writes in the name of the Yerushalmi, that Yechaya for chayrish. Shubhash Levi writes that according to the Rambam, Yenachay Menatar for chayrish, because he's not doing action in the actual karak itself. Dish number 8. Even though by every subject that arises, you have to be stringent, be concerned that maybe you can do an Isser. Chazon Ish explains that regarding Ein Miskaven, when you do Malacha Shabbos, not having that intent nullifies the action of the person, and therefore it's considered a Malacha that's happening by itself, and it's not associated with the person at all who's doing it. Dish number 9, even when he has a mind for Malacha's Isser, but his Iker Kavan is a Malacha's Heter, Rav Scheinberg holds, is considered like Ein Miskaven, it's Mutter. And brings the right words of Mishnah Berurah and Rishon Gimel that's permitted to tell a Shivcha to place a tavshil that's got cooled off on the oven that's warming up the house, and afterwards to tell her to heat up the oven to warm up the house, and through that to heat up the kokdish that's on that. And even though the kavanah, the maidservant, is warming up the oven and also to heat up the tavshil, her primary kavanah is only to heat up the house because of cold, and that's permitted because everyone's sick regarding the cold. That's burden reshain vav, and also been the reason of merla akim, not going to say it's asr. So it's permitted. And you see that even in such a situation, it's considered imis gavin. Our chashav is called Gimel discussed this. Dishu number 12 said, oh, secretion, inevitable that then it's going to make a char, it's going to make a dish. Now, to go with a baby carriage on the earth, Tzitzit Shachan writes, based on the Gemara Beit Avchot Gimel, that's permitted, and even if it's a large carriage, since it's not making a ditch, it's just pushing down the ground that's beneath it. The same thing is to go with a baby wagon on earth in the house, and this girl told us that's no problem about Malach HaBayin, because the Malach HaBayin is creating a structure, for example, let's say digging a pit or something like that, but just pushing on the ground through the wheels, that has no shaykhis to Malach HaBayin. It adds on that this is all when the ground is dry, but when it's moist, then you could say it's forbidden, and not to permit only in a way that's not inevitable. Not segregation. Now this, they permitted to go with a wagon on earth. Shlomo Zalman holds that that's not only when you're going in the straight path, but even when you're going to side to side, that even in such a situation, the wagon is not making ditches, it's just widening the place of what's pressed down through the pressing of the sand to the sides. And he adds on that even if the wagon would make a ditch in such a situation, it's possible that there's no issur to make a ditch in soft earth, as brought in later on Sivkot and Ches, where the sand falls by itself and it covers the pit, and also it's only digging kalach yad, and it's only mekalkel, and it's not inevitable that you make the ditch, and therefore it's permitted to do that like a tchilim. This girl holds that there's no head to turn the wagon to the sides, only as you're going, but to turn it to the sides when it's in its place, it's forbidden because in such a situation you're making a charetz in the karka, and you can't permit this only in the way that's not inevitable that you can make a charetz. Dershun number 13, Chaznish writes that this heter that the Sharetzim brings up to the Rabbanis by Psikresh de Lenichlis is not mucha, it's not definite, and there's no source in the Gemara. According to this opinion, this is permitted to go in the street on earth, even though it's inevitable that you're going to smooth out the pits when you're walking. This girl explains, it's not because it's considered as a malacha kalachiyad and a malacha shein tzich legufo. Rather, it's because any malacha that a person does when he's going innocently, he's not considered a malacha at all, and doesn't have the form of a malacha at all, and is therefore permitted to do it when he's not intending to do malacha. And similar to what the Be'al Lacha writes in Shin Tazayin, name of the Prim God, that you let a press on the shamamis and to kill it when you're walking innocently, this like bug, where according to the Rishayim, the malacha shein tzich legufo is not also only midrabanan, and even though he's not harming it at all, but obviously because by killing it in such a way, he's not considered a malacha at all. I mean, it's not harming him. And now, if it's not pleasant for him, when he's doing it, because of the issue that there is, Shlomo Zalman holds, that's considered psikresha denichle, and then there actually would be asr. Now, a situation of pain, for example, let's say someone brought a bird into his house and wants to close the window, meaning if a bird came in and he wants to close the window because of the cold. Shmuel writes in the Shin Tazayin that if he doesn't want at all with the bird to be trapped, he's allowed to close the window, even though it's psikresha inevitable, because the issue to trap the bird is only rabbanan, because it's not really considered trapped in the house. This number 14, this world explains that since sometimes it's pleasant for a person to make the dish, you have to be stringent in all situations. And so that's Aruch HaShulchan writes in the Adzan that it's possible to be concerned that you might come to smooth it afterwards, the dishes that you made. However, look at Shad Tzin Levin Tzokot, it doesn't sound like this. Dershu number 15. Mishmur wrote that even by the floor that's not tiled, it's permitted to settle the dust. Now, even though he writes in Simshon Chavav that it's forbidden to urinate on mud or on earth because of Isav Lashem kneading, even though you're not kneading it together. However, in our situation, there's no problem about Lashem. And explaining it, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that since you're not pouring but just a little bit of water, it doesn't have any real kiyum on Shabbos. However, regarding the sand and the water together, the way the children do it, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that even though there's no kiyum on Shabbos, that actually would be problematic and that would be forbidden.